How is it that we find ourselves surrounded by such complexity, such elegance?
The genes of you and me,
the genes of you and me,
we're all made of DNA. We're all made of the same chemical DNA.
Hi, you're listening to DNA Today, a podcast and radio show where we discover new advances in the world of genetics. From genetic technology like CRISPR to rare diseases to new research, we have you covered. For a decade, DNA Today has brought you the voices of leaders in genetics. I'm Kira Dineen. I'm a certified genetic counselor and your host. VizGen is dedicated to pioneering the next generation of genomics, providing tools that demonstrate the possibilities of in situ single-cell spatial genomics. These tools are enabling researchers to gain insight into the biological systems that govern human health and disease. Stay tuned for our full episode with VizGen, where we explore single-cell spatial genomics. Get a sneak peek by visiting their website at vizgen.com. That's VIZGEN.com. VizGen, leaders in spatially resolved single-cell transcriptomics. Mitera harnesses the latest technology to empower you along your family-forming journey. Mitera informs you about your genetic and other pregnancy-related risks and options through at-home genetic testing. Mitera's process is overseen by maternal-fetal medicine specialists, doctors who are experts in pregnancy complications. So when you request a kit, Mitera provider will place your order. Depending on your insurance coverage, you may have your testing cost covered. Mitera also provides virtual genetic counseling to make sure that you understand the test and your results. My 23Pairs carrier screening is currently on the way, and I'm excited to share my experience with you during our full episode interview with Mitera. Stay tuned for this episode on DNA Today. The other test they offer is called Peaches and Me, which is a non-invasive prenatal screening for pregnant people to learn for the chance their baby to have chromosomal conditions like Down syndrome and the sex of their baby. Buy your own kits at miteragenetics.com and use code DNA Today for 10% off. That's M-I-T-E-R-A genetics.com. Mitera. Predict, prevent, prepare. PerkinElmer Genomics is a global leader in genetic testing focusing on rare diseases, inherited disorders, newborn screening, and hereditary cancer. Testing services support the full continuum of care from preconception and prenatal to neonatal, pediatric, and adult. Testing options include sequencing for targeted genes, multiple genes, the whole exome or genome, and copy number variations. Using a simple saliva or blood sample, PerkinElmer Genomics answers complex genetic questions that can proactively inform patient care and end the diagnostic odyssey for families. Learn more at PerkinElmerGenomics.com. I am ecstatic to introduce our guest, Lauren Potter, who you might know as Becky Jackson from the TV show Glee. She was in all six seasons playing a character who, like her, has Down syndrome. On top of being a fabulous actress, she is a fierce advocate. President Obama appointed her to the President's Committee for People with Intellectual Disabilities. She has advocated with Ability Path, Best Buddies International, the National Down Syndrome Society, the American Association of People with Disabilities, and Special Olympics. Thank you so much, Lauren, for joining us on DNA Today. It is an honor to have you on the podcast and perfect timing with World Down Syndrome Day on March 21st. So welcome, Lauren.
Why, thank you so much, Kira.
I have to say, I'm very excited because I'm a Gleek. Glee started at least airing. You guys probably filmed it beforehand, but it started airing in 2009 when I was a freshman in high school. So I very much grew up with Glee. Before we get into your exciting career, can you share with our listeners what Down syndrome is if they haven't heard of it before?
Well, Kira, thank you for inviting me, by the way. To be with you and on the podcast. And I'm so very excited. And that you...
I don't know who's more excited. It's probably me because I'm a huge fan.
Thank you for hosting such an important discussion. First, Down syndrome is an exciting journey in life, but it gives me a look at life that not many people got, you know, Down syndrome has given me an extra chromosome, but it also has given me a lot of joy. But second, a lot of people think is a disability, but I think it's just different to way to look at life and to love life. And I absolutely love it.
It sounds like it's a very much a part of who you are as a person. What was it like growing up with Down syndrome? Can you tell me and our audience a little bit about your childhood?
Well, like I said, Kara, Down syndrome gives me an extra chromosome, the extra little piece of material in my cells means that I have worked harder and longer to do most people do quickly. For example, it really took me 2 years to learn how to walk, but I did learn how to read when I was 5 years old, and thank goodness my family taught me to sign language. That was amazing. It was really impressive. But when I was an infant, because talking took years before people outside of my family could understand me and understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, that can definitely be a challenge, because I think with any children, their parents usually get what they're saying, and they're interpreting for other people, right? I'm sure your mom has had situations with that, and my mom has too, right? When I was a little kid, like, oh, I know exactly what she's talking about, and other people are like, what is she saying? And I really like how you explain that, is the way that you view Down syndrome is not a disability, but that it's different and it makes you unique.
But some people with Down syndrome do have a lot of problems with their heart or with their stomachs, perhaps, and when they were born. But it was I was pretty healthy, because my mom took really good care of me. Took care of me and herself when she was pregnant with me. Of course.
Yes. Can tell that mom loves you so much and supports you in your career with everything. And I heard that you started dancing before you started walking. So you're saying that it took you a little longer to walk than other people, but that didn't stop you. You started dancing before you were walking. When did you start dreaming, like, I think I want to become an actress? Like, when did you start thinking about that? Was it from a really young age?
Well, yes, Kara. It was a blast to dance and perform for it. Audiences, a lot of audiences. I can remember my first recital of my dance class when I was all over. They call me, you know, on the back of the stage to take. So I took a bow, and when I heard the applause, I was in heaven. I knew that I wanted to be a dancer and an actress, you know, at the same time. And so to answer to your question, Kara, I think I was about 4 years old when I started to dream of being an actress, and it bite me hard. Yeah. Really bite me.
Wow, that is so young. I did not know what I wanted to be at four. I think back then I wanted to be like a dentist, which did not end up happening. I mean, the role of Glee in playing Becky Jackson in Glee, putting together of being an actress and dancing. So tell me about auditioning for Glee. I know we're going back in time. I don't know if that was like 2007, 2008, I want to guess. But what was the experience like auditioning?
Well, my mom got a call from a friend with ties to Hollywood, the woman named Gail Williamson told us that they were looking for a spunky and sassy girl who played a...
So you're like, check, check, I'm spunky, I'm sassy.
In high school, when the casting director was looking for a girl who is smart, cute, and witty, 13 other girls and other hopefuls try out for the same part, But Ryan Murphy, the producer of Glee, gave me a chance. And I was so happy. I was so really, really happy about it.
Do you remember how soon you found out that you'd got the role? Was it a long time? Was it like months or was it only a few days?
It was weeks.
Weeks. Wow. I don't know if that's long or short. I don't know about your industry too much. That feels like a long time to wait to be like, am I going to get this role? That's really, really exciting. Wow. And Ryan Murphy is such a rock star. I mean, American Horror Story, Glee, just so many things. So I know we talked a little bit about your childhood. In high school, I heard you didn't meet the cheerleading squad, but then obviously in Glee, you're the most popular cheerio. How did that feel to play someone that had such a prominent role and become a celebrity cheerleader?
Well, to tell you the truth, Kara, I was devastated.
Yeah.
When they didn't pick me to be a cheerleader at my high school, I tried out and I worked really, really hard on it. And they don't even let me to believe that I was going to be picked.
That must have been really hard.
Yeah, it's really hard, but unfortunately, I think they didn't pick me because I don't look like the other girls, or I'm not popular enough, and I'm not cool. And I didn't become a prom queen at all. And it was really hard, and I loved it. And when my family and my parents celebrated for me to get in, actually what happened was that we were looking at, my mom's laptop. We were gonna, cross our fingers and hopefully I get in. But sadly, I tried out and I passed out. And in high school, my coach told me that I failed. And kind of felt like my dreams was crushed. I kind of felt I was hurt.
It's something you really wanted, to be a cheerleader, be part of that group. And as you said, you love performing. So, being a cheerleader, cheerleaders are constantly performing.
And thank God that when I didn't get in for my high school either, I got to be on Glee. I was a cheerleader, this, sassy, sparky little Becky. I got to be a cheerleader on Glee. I'm like, yes!
Yeah. You're one of the most famous cheerleaders in the world. I mean, let's be real, right?
Yeah, I felt so relieved. Really, I was so excited when they picked me and chosen me to be the spunky little cheerleader.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah, and big part of your role on Glee was working very closely with Jane Lynch. So she, for those that are kind of thinking back to Glee, she plays Sue Sylvester, so the head of the Cheerios, the cheerleading squad. What was it like to work with Jane?
Well, Jane is a wonderful and kind person, and she's so down to earth, whom I really love, and where I will always love her forever. But she's not only the funniest person on earth, she gives
she's hilarious, at least in the show. I mean, you're talking about actually knowing her, but I mean, some of her lines, I'm just like, wow.
She gives me the warmest hugs than anyone in the universe, in the world. I was working yeah. with Jaitlyn was a ton of fun. And she also taught me some important acting skills.
What did she teach you?
She teach me, advice. About she was a patient with me, and she spoke with me with respect and care. My mom can still hear from her now. And then I always text her on her birthday.
Aw. So you guys have a pretty good relationship then. You're pretty close.
We were this close. We were like...
Yeah, because most of your scenes on Glee, it's you two. Like, obviously, you're in a lot of scenes in the show. You're in all six seasons. But a lot of the scenes where you have a lot of lines, it's with her. And it's the two of you being, like, partners. Like, I think of one scene where they're in, like, the principal's office.
Right.
And I don't remember what it was, but Becky, the character that you play, like, got mad at something. You know what I'm going to say. And flipped over, like, the xylophone or something. I feel like that's the scene that is, like, all over YouTube. When she gets angry at something, she flips over the xylophone, like, in the hallway. Do you remember filming that scene?
I think so. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, really.
Yeah, because there's just so many. Did you know PerkinElmer Genomics was one of the first laboratories to offer whole genome sequencing on a clinical basis? Whole genome sequencing can maximize clinical diagnostic yield for patients. With a turnaround time of 6 weeks, PerkinElmer's whole genome sequencing test is designed to provide access to additional valuable information compared to an exome. PerkinElmer Genomics provides one of the world's most comprehensive programs for detecting clinically significant genomic changes. PerkinElmer Genomics delivers knowledge that can empower health. PerkinElmer is a global leader committed to innovating for a healthier world. Join their mission at PerkinElmerGenomics.com. And also, stay tuned for our interview with PerkinElmer, where we're going to be exploring the power of whole genome sequencing. I'll also tease that my guest for this episode is a world-renowned geneticist, so you are not going to want to miss this one. But while you wait for the episode, head over to PerkinElmerGenomics.com to start discovering all PerkinElmer has to offer. Has DNA testing turned your life upside down? Genetic counseling can help. Brian Kirkpatrick is the founder of Watershed DNA, where she offers her years of expertise to help people process the emotions and family dynamics around genetic test results. For people seeking DNA testing, Brian can help people choose the right DNA test. For those that have already done testing, she can review genetic results. Brian guides people uncovering a situation of not parent expected, coaches those preparing to share a DNA discovery, and assists those attempting to search for biological family members to find the right path forward. Here's a fun bonus. Watershed DNA has their own podcast called DNA Clarity and Support Podcast. Listen in your favorite podcast player by searching DNA Clarity and Support Podcast. Or you can go directly to watersheddna.com, where you can also book a consultation with Brianne and learn more about all the ways Watershed DNA can support you and your family. Again, that's watersheddna.com. You also worked with Jane Lynch outside of Glee, and you did a public service announcement for Spread the Word to End the Word, which was a campaign about ending the R word. Can you tell people why it's so important that they don't use the R word and how that can affect people like yourself and other people in the Down syndrome community?
Well, to let people know how the R word is what people used to say about people like me. Like, all the other words that labels and insults others, like calling someone retarded, can only hurt them. It kills them. And it's my hope and my dreams that we can end the use of the all labels to describe people who are different. The more we realize that person is a person, whether they have a disability, a different look, a different way to love people, or have less than two arms or two legs, we all have the same wants and needs, like the need to be respected and love. And here's the thing, you can't judge people. You can't judge people by their looks, and you can't judge people who they are. And I learned a lesson that you shouldn't judge people by, you know, by its cover. You can't judge people by its cover. And you know what? If you want to do that, you have to have a good look and you know, have, you know, somebody to talk to. Don't just don't use words. Someone once taught me that you don't show words. Words are better than actions. You gotta show them actions better than words.
Yeah, I think that's very, very powerful to hear from you. And I do see a big change in the last few years that I hear the R word less and less, which makes me really happy that I think people are learning, and especially people that are our age, that are like young millennials. And I think Gen Z, the kids younger than us, I think that our generations are really not using the word as much. And that's having an effect on older people too, that they're not using it as much. So hopefully that can continue. And thank you so much for being part of this campaign, because I still hear people reference this campaign. So it's just awesome that you've been able to speak out and be such an amazing advocate. Another way that you're being an advocate is that I saw you speak through a video at the 23rd Annual Best Buddies International Leadership Conference. Best Buddies is such a wonderful organization. Can you tell us a little bit more about Best Buddies?
Sure. Best Buddies is a wonderful organization that pairs people with disabilities, with peers without disabilities. It starts in middle schools and keeps going until after college. They help find friends for people like me, jobs for people like me, and places to live, people like me. And I was honored to be an ambassador for the National Best Buddies Board of Directors. And I go to Indiana Bliss several times for the annual Best Buddies Leadership Conference. I saw tons of kids and people who were excited to meet me, but were even more excited to have friendships with their buddies around the world.
Yeah, the crowd went crazy when you were on stage. You had a lot of fans in the audience.
I have, really.
And another thing that I saw you in was the short film that you starred in called The Guest Room. For those that maybe haven't seen The Guest Room yet, I watched it on Vimeo, so you can watch it for free. I don't know if there's other places where we can buy it, but can you tell our audience what the film is about?
Absolutely. The Guest Room is about a young woman with Down syndrome who becomes pregnant. She is in love with a man with Down syndrome. And they argue and they love and, you know, like a normal couple, you know. I was learning the experience. It was a learning experience about a couple with disability and how they can fall in love like anyone that I know. And they can also have problems like anyone.
Yeah, it was a beautiful film.
I really loved the film because it shows a lot of people that being a person with a disability is the same as being a person without a disability. We all face the same challenges. It may look different from the outside, but on the inside, we all have struggles with who we are and how to be in relationship with others.
Yeah, I think that's very well said. And once I was looking more into The Guest Room after I enjoyed the film, I also saw that you were an executive producer, which is really cool. So was that the first time you've been an executive producer, like doing something that is on the other side of the camera that isn't acting?
Yes.
Wow. So that must have been a really cool experience to be an actor in the film and be an executive producer.
It really is.
And what do you like about being an actress? You've been in multiple, you know, films and movies and, you know, TV shows, obviously, with Glee. What do you love about it?
I really love being in front of a camera. I love having people to watch me and see me play the part of another person. It was so much fun to be someone else for a little bit while. I love comedy roles like Glee and Drunk History, but don't worry, I wasn't really actually drunk.
Just that good of an actress, so you know.
But I also love doing drama like Chicago Med and Guest Room. I love working with other actors and actresses and the great, awesome crew and being on set. It is my dream come true.
Wow. So I feel like you just love acting. We're going to see you in a lot more in the future. Like, I hope so. I don't want you to quit acting because I want to keep watching everything that you're in.
I don't want to quit. Absolutely. I don't want to quit.
Did you know there's a genetic counselor that specializes in offering care to those in the adoptee community? Brianne Kirkpatrick co-wrote the DNA Guide for Adoptees to provide a resource for those in the adoptee community who are utilizing DNA testing to find biological relatives or to seek out medical information. She also started Watershed DNA to offer personalized genetic counseling to directly support people in the aftermath of a surprise DNA discovery. You can hear Brianne share her insight from her book on episode 103 of DNA Today. Learn more at watersheddna.com, where you can also book your consult today with Brianne. Every pregnancy has a chance to have a genetic abnormality or complication. Mutera empowers you to make the most informed reproductive decisions through their at-home genetic tests without needing your doctor's order. These tests include non-invasive prenatal screening, Mutera's Peaches and Me, and carrier screening, Mutera's 23 pairs. Request your own kit at MuteraGenetics.com and use code DNA today for 10% off. That's MiteraGenetics.com. Mutera. Predict. Prevent. Prepare. The next generation of genomics is here. Introducing Merscope from VisGen. You can explore new dimensions through spatial contacts with Merscope. VisGen integrates MERFISH technology with high-resolution imaging, fluidics, image processing, and automation to deliver complete end-to-end single-cell spatial genomics solution. The Merscope platform comes with everything your lab needs to get running. VisGen built their expertise into every component of the system so you can easily obtain and analyze high-quality MERFISH measurements. Merscope measures the expression of hundreds of genes across hundreds of thousands of cells. Its resolution ranges from the tissue scale all the way to the subcellular scale. This allows researchers to interact, analyze, and interpret the most complex data sets. Stay tuned for our interview with VisGen on DNA Today, where we explore single-cell spatial genomics. Get a sneak peek by visiting the website at visgen.com. That's VIZGEN.com. VisGen. Leaders in spatially resolved single-cell transcriptomics. You're a role model for so many people. I've seen so much online of people looking up to you. Can you share a couple fan interactions that you've had? I know we've talked about some, like best buddies. Is there any that you've had that stand out to you or that you're remembering right now?
I would love to share, actually. I remember one time I was shopping for groceries with my father. A woman came up to us and said to me, "Are you Lord Potter?" And of course, I knew immediately what this was about. I knew she had seen me on Glee and probably recognized me.
Yeah.
But what was more important was that she took my hand and brought me to her grocery cart and introduced me to her son, her wonderful son, who was about 5 years old at the time and has Down syndrome too.
Wow.
And the mom was so excited to meet me, but to show her son that someone like him was famous and was living and working at exactly where she wanted to be. I also love it when parents with little kids and babies tell me that I give them hope for their baby's future. It just makes me Twice. It makes me cry sometimes really hard.
Wow.
It always excites me when I see and hear about people with disabilities who see Becky Jackson as an inspiration to work really hard and to work for their dreams of being wherever they wanted to be.
Yeah, I think it's just so powerful because a lot of people don't know that people with Down syndrome can do so much. And I think it can just be such a great, you're such a great example of being an independent woman and achieving all your dreams. I mean, it's just, it's really, really cool. And I have to say, like, even as a student, when I was like learning about Down syndrome, a lot of our instructors would mention actresses and actors that have Down syndrome, including you, and saying, like, Down syndrome, as we've talked about, is a spectrum disorder. And so some people have more challenges than others, and think it's really cool that sometimes now when I'm talking to patients, I'll mention you and say, oh, have you heard of Down syndrome? Maybe they say no. I'm like, have you watched Glee? So I think it's really cool that everybody knows Glee, and I think you just raise so much awareness for Down syndrome because of that. Do you have any advice for parents? Like when you met with this woman that she has the baby with Down syndrome, the 5-year-old that you mentioned, is there any advice that you told her that you tell parents?
Well, listen, having a child with Down syndrome can at first be scary and confusing. The best advice that I can give is don't treat a child with Down syndrome any differently than you would treat any other child. We have dreams. We make mistakes. But we sometimes get into trouble. But the best parents love their children like I do. When my parents, when they are being good, and when they're having trouble being good,
Yeah, definitely. I think it's just like every kid, right? Like we've all made mistakes, we all do things, and as you said, just being like every other kid. I think
yeah.
that's really, really good advice, Lauren. Are there any resources that you recommend for people to check out? We've mentioned films you've been in, we mentioned Best Buddies, which is awesome. Is there anything else, or are those the main resources that you would point people to?
Sure. Check out your local Down syndrome education and don't forget Best Buddies and Special
I
Olympics.
realize I didn't ask you about Special Olympics. So you were an ambassador for the 2015 Special Olympics, and you won some medals for competing and everything. What are your favorite sports?
Thank you, Kyla. It was an honor to be a goodwill ambassador for Special
Yeah.
Olympics. It was especially honored to be at the World Down Summer Games celebration at the Los Angeles Coliseum. I even got to meet Stevie Wonder and so many abilities and so many awesome athletes. I also attended the 50th anniversary for the Special Olympics at the Soldier Field in Chicago. It was so awesome and amazing, and I love Tim Shriver, and he's such an amazing guy. And I really love swimming.
Wow, that is awesome. Wow, you've just done so much in your career already, and you're young, so we have so much to look forward to in your career. Before we end, is there a favorite line you have from Glee or any line that you remember that you really liked? I mean, I know you have some that are some pretty sassy lines, I have to say.
Actually, yes. My favorite one was, the episode was one of the episodes was called Rocky Horror, and
Yes, the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
yes, my guest
Yes.
asked meeting me Sue Sylvester, and I was talking to Will Schuster, and I said, "Give me chocolate, or I will cut you."
for that. Oh my god. That was such a good episode. That was in one of the earlier seasons, right?
Yeah.
I think it was. Think it was earlier on.
Who loves chocolate, Willis? Because I don't want people to say that, give me chocolate or I will cut you. You don't want to cut a knife or anything.
So funny. Oh my gosh. I have to say, you're so much like your character in the sense that I feel like you have so much energy and positivity and spunkiness and sassiness. I just love it. I'm like, I'm a huge fan of you. And now I feel like even more so because we've gotten to know each other a little bit here. But
she's pretty snarky.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Lauren, for coming on the show. I mean, this is just, it's such an honor to have you on here. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me and educate my listeners about Down syndrome and your experience and your amazing acting and advocacy career. Thank you so much. I want people to know that they can follow Lauren Potter on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, all at The Lauren Potter. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, anything else that you want to end with?
Thank you so much for everything. Thank you for inviting me here.
Yeah, definitely, Lauren. You are welcome back anytime. It's just fabulous to be able to talk to you. And happy World Down Syndrome Day coming up.
Oh, why, thank you.
Yeah, definitely. So we'll be posting all about this episode and tagging you and everything on social media for this. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
For more information about today's episode, visit dnapodcast.com, where you can also stream all episodes of the show. We encourage your questions, comments, guest pitches, and ideas. Send them all into info@dnapodcast.com. Search DNA Today on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, so you can connect with us there. And a favor, please rate and review the podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen. This truly helps us climb the charts and allow more genetic nerds like yourself to find the show. DNA Today is hosted and produced by myself, Kira Dineen. Our social media lead is Corinne Merlino. Our video lead is Amanda Andrioli. Thanks for listening, and join us next time to discover new advances in the world of genetics.
The genes of you and me, the genes of you and me, are all made of DNA. We're all made of the same chemical DNA.